This is the NAB AFL Trade Radio Podcast. For NAB, supporting footballers from Auskick to the big time.
Here with Matt Bain from TLA Stride Sports, the manager of Jesse Hogan and Jack Homsch. Matt, we'll talk about Jesse first. He finds his way finally to the Fremantle Dockers. He must be a relieved man.
Yeah, very relieved. It's been great for Jess to get back home and get around family. It's been a pretty traumatic, probably 3 or 4 years for him with a lot of things going on in his life. But to get him back home now around some family and friends, it was a really good result for him.
He's been in Bali, he's back in Perth. How many phone calls, how many text messages have been exchanged over the last week or so trying to work out this deal?
To be honest, when he went to Bali, he said, hey, leave me alone a little bit. Unless you've got some really important info, give me a call. So I touched base a few times, and then obviously he came back to Perth over the weekend. I flew over and we had a good couple of meetings, and yeah, it all sort of started to tumble from there.
These statements were sent out by Fremantle and Melbourne last week, the due diligence that Peter Bell referred to. How did you take all that? Did you think that it was, you always felt that it was still on the cards when those statements were flying around?
Yeah, that was all right. Peter's statement in itself, it said they'd finished their due diligence process, so it wasn't saying they were out, but they still had some work to do over the weekend with Jess, and which continued this week, but yeah, they were all in.
It's been, everyone had their say on Jesse Hogan and what he's been at Melbourne as to why the Demons are finally happy to part with him, and that maybe he hasn't bought into the program. Can you just clear that up, and sort of from Jesse's side, how that's perceived, and you know whether he's bought into the program and how the whole thing's transpired for him?
Yeah, I think it was probably more that Melbourne definitely didn't want to get rid of him. It was probably more that Jesse's had some really open and honest conversations with Simon Goodwin and Josh Marnie in particular over the last 8 weeks, and just explaining the probably trauma that he went through over the last few years. And they've been absolutely exceptional for him throughout everything. I couldn't speak any higher of their football club, especially even over the last 2 weeks. And looking at the compassionate terms around it all, Jesse will come out and speak about it, but I think from his end if Melbourne Footy Club was over in Perth, it'd be a hell of a lot easier. But unfortunately, with everything he went through, I think it's a great result for him to get back there, especially around family. It's been really hard for him not having the support of everything he's gone through.
He must be really excited to get back to the hometown team, play in front of big crowds each week and really light up Optus Stadium.
Well, hopefully. Yeah, that's the plan. We'll see how we go with it all, though.
Yeah. Jack Homsch, another client of yours, finds his way from Port Adelaide to the Gold Coast Suns. Now they part with Stephen May. A good opportunity for him to find his way into a best 22 now.
Yeah, great opportunity for him. He had a few options at a few different clubs, but he decided to go to the Gold Coast based around, hopefully, the idea of helping them build their culture. He's a really, really good person, Jack Homsch, so hopefully helps that up there with the club.
Thanks for your time.
No worries. Thanks, mate.
Good stuff, Mitch. Thank you for that. Mitch Cleary there, live on the trade floor with Matt Bain.